we'll move on to 7A, staff reports. Go. Karen?
Yes, a brief update for the board about the Federal Secure Act that recently passed. Oh, it's on. Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
I was looking. Staff one is on.
Tim actually kindly left it on for me. a brief update about the Federal Secure Act that recently passed. It does change the age for minimum required distributions. The age was 70 and a half. The federal legislation changed it to 72, the age of 72, effective this year. So we'll bring back a short amendment to our tax compliance policy for the board's consideration next month.
Okay. Thank you. And Tim?
Yes, I'd like to introduce the newest member of our investment team, Mitch Taylor. Big bow. Mitch joined us last week. He came out of Wells Fargo with a credit trading background. He is going to be heading up oversight of public markets and risk diversifying strategies. So we're looking forward to bringing him up to speed and having him more visible with the trustees over the course of the year.
Outstanding. Well,
welcome.
Okay, Gail.
And then I just had a brief comment. Recently, the board approved the reassignment of the LRWL contract to Siegel. At that meeting, there was a question on whether Siegel had any ties to any pension administration system that we might be considering in the future. I did receive a response that neither LRWL nor Siegel has any connections or financial ties to any pension administration system. So I wanted to follow up on that item. I also wanted to mention that a trustee recommended two books recently at a board meeting. They were ordered and they're being added to the board lending library if anyone is interested. So.
Anything else?
Okay. So on to 7B, outside professionals reports. You're probably good for the day, right, Barris? Okay. Just making sure. 7C, trustee comments. Are there any trustee comments? Seeing none.